FaithFit Radio and the Diocese of Orlando presents Saints Who Lead Us with Catherine Laguna, a program that is seeking to lead young adults to Christ and to enkindle a deeper faith that is fully alive. Now, here is your host.
Hi, hope everyone is having a great day today. This is the Saints Who Lead Us podcast, and I'm Catherine Laguna. So let's set the scene right now. It's, let's say, 1789, give or take a few years, the French Revolution. And the French monarchy is actually falling, and the country is just in complete chaos. So because of this chaos and the disarray of everything that's going on, religious schools are closing if they haven't shut down already, and priests are now on the run. Some are trying to seek refuge if anyone even dares to open up their home for them. And in the middle of all the craziness, the Vianney farmhouse is the one who dares to even take in just even one priest. Have you or your family been the cause of a domino effect? Since the Vianney family decided to take on this amazing act of kindness, a little boy named John Vianney began his road to the priesthood. So throughout this episode on vocation, I want to make an important suggestion. Challenge yourself. Stop thinking that things are just too impossible to even try. Actually, erase impossible from your mind altogether. Don't believe that failure is going to happen, because failure is actually when you don't even give it a shot. You have to give yourself the opportunity. So challenge yourself and ask, what is my vocation? St. John Vianney asked himself the same question. And since the French Revolution forced many loyal priests to hide and stop carrying out the sacraments at their own parishes, this could have been his first excuse to just quit. Priests were facing possible execution if they were caught out in the town square practicing their faith. But instead, a young St. John saw priests as heroes. He didn't shy away from the threat or the risks. He actually did the complete opposite. He wanted to be exactly like those brave priests and decided to receive his first communion classes to further along his way to the priesthood. That's a beautiful thing. So, question. Have you been thinking a little bit about your vocation? Made some ideas or goals you wanted to set for yourself? St. John had the same intentions. I don't know if he wrote anything down like how I would in a journal with purple pen or something. No, I'm just kidding. But St. John continued his education once he was able to leave the family farmhouse. And that doesn't mean it was easy peasy for him. It definitely was not. He was learning math, history, geography, and Latin, you know, the typical college student. But Latin didn't come as easy for him. The French Revolution had cut into his education, so he was basically playing catch up. Even with that challenge, though, he kept at it. Never give up, never surrender. Some 1999 Galaxy Quest for you. By the time the Catholic Church was reestablished in France and religious freedom spread throughout the country, St. John was drafted into the army, though. Ugh, I know, right? There goes yet another challenge, another bump he couldn't avoid while on the road to the priesthood. Have you two hit a roadblock on the way to your vocation? Was it a college chemistry course you had a tough time and it stopped you from being a marine biologist or a doctor? That was me. I remember seeing all the science classes I had to take just to become a marine biologist. I slammed hard on those brakes and said, what? But honestly, I should have given myself the chance. Or maybe it was a rejection letter that prevented you from trying to get to your favorite school or your dream job. What's stopping you from serving God's people through your vocation? And a vocation could be anything, not just the priesthood. I mean, look at how St. John used his vocation in the meantime to serve God's people in the army. Sometimes I think we forget that within our journey, we can still be serving God's people. We don't need to become a millionaire or a celebrity, wide known, so that we can provide for those in need. We could do that in our backyard. And St. John is doing exactly that. But unfortunately, along the way, he got a little sick and even needed to be hospitalized. So his platoon continues on their way to the next destination, and St. John stops by a church where he begins to pray. If there's ever a mess of things in your life, or if you feel overwhelmed by any of the many curveballs we deal with day to day, prayer is key. Remember that. There was this man there at the church with St. John who kindly said, "Hey, I'll take you back to your platoon." But he actually led St. John to a group of military deserters up in the mountains. So you see how a different incident, a new detour, and he had plenty of detours. He kept getting those flat tires, so to speak. And even with the many short or long breaks he had in between his vocation to the priesthood, he never saw them as dead ends. In fact, it took St. John another year or so to be granted amnesty before he could return to the seminary and resume his studies. In 1815, when he was 29 years old, he was ordained a deacon and then finally became one of those heroes he admires so much, a priest. So in the years following his priesthood, he opened a home for girls and devoted hours and hours to the sacrament of reconciliation. He sometimes spent like 11 or 12 hours in the confessional on any given day. His devotion certainly never lessened through this time period. And he did have a couple of years of serving the people of God as a priest. Exactly what he wanted since he was a young kid. So 6 years into the priesthood, he passed away. So if you really think about it, much of his journey was getting to the priesthood, and those experiences are what made him the person he turned out to be, a more devoted person in his faith, and maybe even a better priest. It was Pope Pius X who canonized him as saint in 1925. And this is a quote for St. John Vianney that goes, "Private prayer is like straw scattered here and there. If you set it on fire, it makes a lot of little flames. But gather these straws into a bundle and light them, and you get a mighty fire, rising like the column into the sky. A public prayer is like that." Beautiful, right? Remember, domino effect. So St. John Vianney is the patron saint of parish priests. So let's pray for all the priests that are out there right now. Let's keep the 30-plus seminarians in the Diocese of Orlando in prayer. They are the future of our church. We are also welcoming a new priest into the fold this weekend, Juan Osorno. So keep him in prayer that his ordination to the priesthood will be fruitful to the community he will be serving to next. And if you've ever had the call to become a priest, ever thought about it, but just weren't too sure, start by getting involved in ministry at your parish. Become an active member at your parish. I know a few seminarians who started their journey to the priesthood by becoming an altar server. You learn a great deal about what a priest does on the altar, what each symbol and gesture means. Then talk to your pastor, ask questions. Allow your prayer life to be an essential part of seeking a vocation to the priesthood. Remember what I said, it is key. Your parish priest will help you on your journey after that. Just as St. John Vianney challenged himself, be courageous as you find what your calling is. Obviously, mine was in marine biology, and that's okay. I mean, I guess I could go swim with Shamu another time. But God will never abandon you. All we have to do is ask ourselves, what is my vocation? And open that door to the possibilities. Thank you for listening to Saints Who Lead Us. Until next time, have a fabulous day.
Faith Fit Radio and the Diocese of Orlando presented Saints Who Lead Us with Catherine Laguna. Thank you for listening. Check out the podcast at faithfitradio.org and tune in next time. May you be blessed with peace and joy.